Chase Council laid the foundation for the controversial Encore Seniors housing development to move forward after approving the needed zoning amendment. At its November 26 meeting, Council voted to rezone a portion of 221 Shepherd Avenue from P1 Parks and Recreation to P2 Public and Quasi-Public to accommodate the proposed 37-unit affordable seniors housing project on the west third of the property. That the land had originally been dedicated to recreational use, and as the site of the Art Holding Memorial Arena, created some objections among residents who wanted it to remain as such, with one local pointing out seniors housing only caters to a specific demographic. All I heard today was 65 and up. I'm concerned for everyone in this town who is under the age of 65. What is there for us? Is there jobs? No. Is there housing? No, because it's all for 65 plus, Leanne Elenick said. What about looking at our future? 65 plus is not our future. Those kids. That's our future here, that's what's going to keep this community growing over time. Other concerns with that particular location include the surrounding recreational uses, as the currently empty lot provides additional parking at the arena. Count Fred Torbohm, however, didn't find that a justifiable reason to trump housing. When I look at it from the point of view that, are we trying to save a couple parking spots for the sake of someone may or may not use those couple parking spots, or do we have something that's affordable for our seniors to live that we don't have in Chase now, he said. For me, I've got to look at the priority. Others pointed out the financial benefit to the village, as the proposed development would increase the population and tax base, with a report from staff indicating it would add $9,200 in annual tax revenues and $6,400 in utility payments. While Count Dan Stevens acknowledged the benefit of that, he said it wasn't enough to justify that location for the project. When we look at taxation, it's great. But we can collect this in other areas, he said. It's of my opinion that the proposal is short-sighted and ignores the long-term sustainability of the village of Chase. Overwhelmingly, over the last few weeks, residents and key interest groups have voiced their opposition to me. This development is fantastic for the village, but it's not being put in the right spot. There are other suited areas, in my opinion, for the project. Count Jane Herman, however, said those other areas aren't currently available, and if council waits on that, they might lose this opportunity of Encore wanting to develop in the village. Though residents did have the opportunity to give opinion on the proposed development, an actual public hearing was prohibited under provincial legislation, as the use is consistent with the land designation in the official community plan. Therefore, following discussion at the table, the zoning amendment was given the first three readings and final adoption, with Stevens going on the record as opposed.